Moving into some action items, agenda item 23.
Commissioner, this is Tom Kirschman, the Division Wildlife Director. 23 is the Nest Bounty program, and I think Keith Fisk will take the lead on starting the discussion and conversation on this.
Okay. Thanks, Tom. Can you folks hear me?
We can, Keith.
Yeah, well, good morning, members of the Commission and Secretary Roebling. Keith Fisk here. I'm the administrator with Game Fish and Parks, and would like to visit with you folks this morning about the Nest Predator Bounty Program for 2021 and 2022. If you folks recall, at our last meeting, had some really good discussion amongst commissioners, and at the end of that meeting, we crafted a resolution which we put out for public comment for 60 days, and we did receive a lot of comments, which all you folks have seen. You heard some of that testimony yesterday, and I guess what I'd like to do is just have a discussion with you folks, see if there's some items or parameters of the program that you wish to potentially change. If you do, then we'll quickly work to craft a resolution here to tweak that thing up and have it in front of you so you can take final action here yet this morning. Just to remind commissioners again about the Nest Predator Bounty program, some of the parameters that we had out for those 60 days of public comment. Again, the program we would like to pursue here for authorization for 2021 and 2022. We had proposed a bounty payment of $10 per critter that's turned in, with a total program cap each year of $500,000. Of course, people that are under the age of 18 and then landowners that are harvesting nest predators off their own property wouldn't need any type of a hunting license or trapping license. Everybody else that wants to participate in the program would have to have some type of hunting, fishing, or trapping license. And then at the last meeting here, as far as the dates, there was some good discussion about potentially moving the dates and how we left it at the last meeting. The program would start here on March 15th and end July 1st for 2021. So that's where it stands at right now, but look forward to some discussion. And again, we'll work to craft that resolution for you folks to take final action after the discussion. So that would be happy to facilitate any questions or help you folks proceed in the manner that you'd like to.
Thank you, Keith. Questions or comments from the commission?
Commissioner Whitmire. Thank you. On the dates, what we have going on right now in the legislature is there's a House Bill 1034, I believe, and within that, we have the youth date of our used to be 16 and under for youth to be able to trap without a license. And now I think that's under 18 under 1034. So, but that won't take place, I understand, until July 1 before that law actually changes. So, although I pushed very hard for this year to be March as a trapping, I guess I'd like to discuss maybe having March as a youth component and maybe the entire month. I think I floated there, that was floated to me and kind of back and forth discussion with staff, and I thought that was good. However, we wouldn't be able to do that in 2021, but we could in 22. I don't know what everybody thinks on that, because we have that hasn't been floated to the commission, but I would be in favor of that if that's palatable to the rest of the commission staff.
No, I don't think that's a bad suggestion whatsoever. Keith, what are What are your thoughts?
Commissioner Sharp and Commissioner Whitmire, yeah, thanks for bringing that comment up, and you're right. So we have two different things going on here with the program. One is the license requirement that's created just to participate. That's just basically to participate. Now, if the program starts prior to April 1st, legally, people would need some type of a license to take those critters. Now, there is a state statute that from April 1st through August 31st, there is no license required for individuals to participate in this program. So if you folks wanted to move the start date here to April 1st, that would get us out of that potential legal requirement, just because of the existing statutes that's out there would not require any license for folks. And as Commissioner Whitmire indicated, after July 1st, the age that youth would need to have a license would be going away. So we wouldn't have that problem for 2022.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Follow up on that then. Yeah, so I really like the march. I mean, I really feel like, you know, to get out there now when the predators are active, when they're coming out of hibernation and they're hungry and looking for food and whatnot, looking for their range for this year. That's a great time to get out there. And so I really did push for that, but I do not want to occur to people that they don't need a permit or license in the month of March. And that certainly is just an unfortunate downfall of this thing, is that we could have people, participants show up and on the end of March and not realizing that they need a permit or license to turn those in. And that's, yeah, that would be just unfortunate, because we don't want to give people the wrong message. So that's certainly a component that I wasn't aware of with that April 1 date, of that requirement not to have a permit license. So that's, yeah, that makes it really good. Thank you.
So then if I understand that discussion correctly, then Commissioner Whitmire, your desire would be for the 2021 program to start here on April 1st. And then in 2022, you would like to move it up into March. I'm looking at my notes here to the March 1st. Is that correct?
That's correct. March would be a youth only, I guess, component, because they do not need them. If you're 18 and, or under 18 with this new House Bill 1034 having passed, they would not need a permit license in March. And so they would be able to participate without purchasing that, and we wouldn't be facing that that situation where we're inferring, hey, we've got this program, and then they find out that they need a different license. So it would be youth only, because they're the only ones. They don't need that other
license. Okay, very good. And then my my other question then was, at last month's meeting, you folks had an end date of July 1st. Is that the commission's desire to remain there at July 1st?
Mr. Chairman, there's kind of two end dates to this anyway, because once we get the 50,000 tail max, program end. Question then, maybe to yourself on that, in 2019 and 2020, of course we had COVID last year, but in 2019, that was kind of a normal operation year. Do you recall the dates approximately of when that 50,000 limit was reached?
Yes, I do, Commissioner Whitmire. In the first year of the program, so in 2019, there was a $500,000 cap, and in that particular year, it ran from April 1st to August 31st, but we hit that $500,000 cap on August 12th. So, and then, of course, last year, because of COVID and everything else, we never did hit the cap. We ran the program till July 1st. So, again, I do believe that this year, I mean, there's quite a bit of excitement built up around the program. raising the bounty back from $5 to $10. We're also going to be doing a trap giveaway for kids every week of the program to hopefully encourage more youth in the program. So, you know, if I was a betting man, which I'm not, I think it'll be real close if we hit that $500,000 cap at the end or not.
Mr. Whitmire.
Yeah, Fisher Whitmire. Keith, I'm in all honesty, I really like that to be done by the 1st of July. However, if the program still has some goals that haven't been reached, such as that, you know, that ultimate 50,000 tail reduction of predators, it's tough to have that drop dead day come and just see the program. I don't know what other commissioners feel on that, but certainly it has to do with, you know, what that goal is, and that's to reduce the predators out there by 50,000. And if we haven't met that, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how they really just want to cut that off. Thoughts on that from other commissioners?
I'm comfortable with the July 1st. I mean, we got to pick a date and hopefully people get out there and, you know, get after it. Because, of course, this is designed to get youth and everybody outdoors as well as to take some predators during our major nesting season. So in the major nesting season, hopefully we'll be done by July 1st. So that would be my thoughts on it. So I'm okay with the program with your adjustments that you suggested on the youth. Other commissioner thoughts?
Commissioner Beese here. I'm here for the July 1st. Get the people out there, get them going, then have an end date. I'm good.
July Willard, see you as well.
Keith, put you on the spot with all the data, but do you recall in 2019 where we were at by the 1st of July on that, you know, was that August 12th? I mean, that's the number. Were we getting close by the 1st of July, or where were we kind of, if you remember that?
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire, I don't have that information right in front of me. I could get it here with some time, but I do know that, you know, the last 2 weeks of August was the busiest part of the program, primarily because I believe, you know, people thought we were getting really close to that $500,000 cap, so everybody wanted to make sure they submitted their bounty for payment, you know, so they would get paid. And then the end date of the season, August 12th that year, was the single highest turn-in for the entire program. So, you know, I guess, I don't know, you know, anytime we get close to the end of the program, and especially if we're starting to get close to bumping up to the maximum, that, of course, generates a lot of excitement and people want to get their bounty submissions in. So if the program ended on July 1st, you know, it's really hard to say. You know, there's a lot of weather that plays into it, participation. I guess I'm not sure how to answer that. I would think we'd probably be between $400,000 and $500,000 at July 1st, but that would be my educated guess, I would believe.
Yeah, thanks, Keith. You remind me of recycling aluminum. You just set them up until that. You just need to get rid of it. So, yeah,
I'm looking at it.
So, yeah, we probably had, if we'd have had that date earlier, we would have simply had an earlier submission if we would have met. Thank you.
Secretary Roble.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, good morning, Commissioners. Kevin Roble here, Interim Secretary of the Anderson Park. We as the department are open to the idea of going July 15th as well, just to give folks a few more days, I should say, to make sure their tails are submitted. That is a desire, because we did take off the front end of the original resolution. We're going to start March 15th. Because those 15 days aren't going to be there for 2021, we could do that on the back end and go July 15th for 2021. That's the desire of the commission. If we do go to July 15th on the back end, we'd like to stay the same in 2022, so July 1st or July 15th. So I guess we're open for whatever this whatever the discussion generates here today. I just wanted to throw that out there as part of the discussion. Thank you.
Mr. B.
Mr. B. Is there any flexibility in this where we can monitor the programs going forward so we're getting close into the end of June that we can come back and revisit and then want to extend it, then we can extend it?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. B, good question. I would prefer that we did spend and set an end date for staff and for outreach for education purposes. I mean, you know, a flexible schedule like that, you know, it's going to be hard to get the commission body together and get an end date set. But if we could set just a hard end date, that'd be my preference, I guess. I'm confident then once the end date nears, more folks will get those sales submitted because they'll know that end date earlier on.
Additional thoughts, comments? You know, I'm comfortable with the July 1st. I think in regards to what date you choose, the last couple of weeks are probably going to be a scramble, as you alluded to. So they've got to get them in. So I'm good with that. But I think based on that, we would need to amend the dates on this.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, let's let the staff get a little bit of time to readjust the resolution, take the March 15th off, make the end date July 1st. That's the desire of the commission if there's no more discussion on it. And then we will come back and finalize that resolution and take action on that resolution once we get that drafted for you.
Okay. Works for me.